This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we're talking about the effects of what do you call it, by the way?
I was giving an example of vaping, and I think I was just using a term that teenagers and kids use, choofing. But on a very general note, you're looking at the use of drugs and just drug curiosity amongst young people. The question we've posed to you, parents and educators and everyone who finds themselves dealing with younger children, whether preteens or teens and young adults, just, you know, the whole issue around drug conversations. Have you had drug conversations with your children? And what was your approach to the conversation? Do you instill fear that has worked? Is a strategy that has worked in the past? Not only when parents have conversations with their children, but, you know, instilling fear. There have been campaigns, if you think about it. That whole campaign of smoking harms your lungs, and that has been pasted on cigarette packets. And there was a time where you find that they have pictures of damaged lungs, and someone can say, oh my God, that's fear mongering. But that's a strategy, you know? And we're asking you as a parent, whether you instill fear or whether you have enough information to educate your children when it comes to, you know, the drug conversation. So that is what we're talking about this morning. We are having a conversation. We will talk to an expert.
Yeah, but then you can also get in touch 079-899-6226. Yeah, we do have our guest now.
So we're talking to the Dr. Wisani Makumisani from the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Limpopo, the SASOP, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Paul. Morning, Jones. I'm doing well.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. We're talking this morning about lean and how it has gained some popularity over the past few years with hip-hop culture. I'm almost normalizing it, to be honest. It's in songs, it's in their lingo, it's everywhere. It's making it look less dangerous than nasal drugs or pills or any other drugs that are out there. But what's the reality of lean and its true effect on the person who takes it?
Yes, no, thank you for having me. It's true, you know, you watch videos and they'll have this pink or purple juice that they are drinking and it looks very stylish. But what is in there? So you have the sweet will give you the smell, you have the Sprite or Sprite-like drink, and then the part that is dangerous is that you have a Coke mixture. So there are specific Coke mixtures that will have codeine. So codeine is a drug similar to oxycodone. It comes from the group of opioids. So all those drugs that doctors would use to put a person to sleep. It is in a Coke mixture because the one part is that it helps you calm down, but also the second part in that Coke mixture is something similar to an allergic. So it's an anti-allergy drug. Again, takes away inflammation, takes away itchiness, and it makes you sleep. So the problem with lean juice is the codeine. Because codeine is an opioid. I'm not sure if you remember a few years ago, there was what they called the opioid epidemic of America. This is where we are going with codeine.
Okay, what was that about, Doc? Maybe I missed the whole conversation. Maybe just briefly.
So we have two big drugs groups. One is drugs that wake you up, that give you energy. And the second group is drugs that calm you down or put you to sleep. The more dangerous between the two groups are the ones that calm you down and put you to sleep. Opioids being the major group. So drugs like pethidine that doctors will use, injections, and morphine that doctors will use in cancer patients as the last end of drugs, all those belong to the group of opioids. So you start lowish, if I'm to call that codeine, and then you upgrade until you get to morphine in strength. Now, the problem is what opioids do, you get a physical addiction or physical dependence where your brain seeks it all the time. And you also have your emotional dependence where, because it numbs people, so it numbs you, it's almost like you cannot feel anything. And that's why it's popular, especially in hip-hop culture. So you learn not to deal with your emotions. That is actually quite dangerous because right now you find it in groups of 10, starting from age 10. So this is where the grade 4, the grade 5 teachers will say they find bottles of Coke mixture. But now we teach our children to say, when mommy says something mean to you, don't deal with it, take lean, and you numb your feelings. So it's almost like you don't feel anything. But the brain today, it needs a tablespoon in 2 weeks' time, it needs 4 tablespoons. By the time you're an adult, it needs a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is it normal for teenagers to be curious? But how can parents also get ahead of drug use while it's still in the early curiosity stage and, you know, sort of like put to bed their curiosity? Or is it something that parents can or cannot do?
I think we don't talk to our kids as parents. You know, I will sit with these kids and they actually think it's cool. You know, they will not use nyaupe, right? Heroin in nyaupe is an opioid, by the way. So they get shocked when I link the two to say those are sister drugs. If you start on lean, you will eventually end up with nyaupe. It's a whole lot cheaper with time. So we need to give our kids the good information. Social media or, you know, the industry where the kids see those people, it looks cool. Yeah. No one shows us those celebrities when things are not going well. Mm-hmm. We see them when they are going well and they're using this thing juice. So it's almost as if kids think it's a newly discovered fancy drink, you know? And I think the more we talk to our kids, the more we let them read. You know, they grew up in the AI generation. Let them put it in there to have an idea. It might not be the whole truth, but at least the fake truth of it being an opioid and it being addictive in the sense that you become dependent, they will at least know.
So maybe as we wrap up, Doc, maybe some of the mistakes we make as parents when we see that there's curiosity about drugs or when it comes to us having these conversations, what should we be doing instead? Or how should we be talking to our kids instead when we have the drug conversation?
Yeah, I think the fear doesn't work with this generation. They do not fear anything. You know, they even have a term for that. I will not say it on radio. But I think we need to learn to give information. You know, we need to learn the information first. We need to understand what we are saying, and we need to have a discussion with our kids to say, okay, this is what I came across, rebut it, go find something else and rebut the information that I have. Failing that, we have from primary health care, from our nurses in the clinics all the way up to the specialists, we go in and we say, I'm not sure if my child is using, but I have noticed we find little bottles of cough mixture that I did not buy. It's almost like if you go for a jog right now, you know, even if you go for like a kilometer jog, you will come across empty bottles on the road. It means it's on the streets. But I think our communities as well, when you see children buying cough mixtures themselves, that cannot be right. So I think let's start with adults need the information. We need to understand what these drugs are. This generation of kids, they need to have an exchange, a debate of sorts for you to win them over.
Doc, yeah, I know. All prayers go out to all the parents, you know, and the guardians. Thank you so much for having this conversation with us. A much needed conversation. That's Dr. Bisani Makomisani from the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Limpopo. That's SASOP.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.